Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. Today we're delighted to welcome Revive as our musical leaders this morning. Justin Knuffel's ill this morning, so thanks especially to the students who are leading us this day. Of course, we welcome Joy Gresham and Cody Kirk, our speakers for this day, as we continue our theme of environmental justice throughout April. Thank you for being here with us today. Our hymns are located in the Red Book in your pews. Please feel free to stand as we sing number 858, number 858. Please rise. Let us pray. We who have lost our sense and our senses, our touch, our smell, our vision of who we are, we who frantically force and press all things without rest for body or spirit, hurting our earth and injuring ourselves, we call a halt. We want to rest. We need to rest and allow the earth to rest. We need to reflect and to rediscover the mystery that lives in us, that is the ground of every unique expression of life, the source of the fascination that calls all things to communion. We declare a Sabbath, a space of quiet, for simply being and letting be. For recovering the great forgotten truths, for learning how to live again. This is our prayer, O God. We trust it is your desire. Amen. Please be seated.
morning, everyone. My name is Joy Gresham.
My name is Cody Kirk.
I would just like to express my gratitude that I can speak to you all today. I chose Gustavus specifically because I felt like it would be a place where I could make a difference, and I'm so glad to be living that out here today. In our world, we have so many issues that we are called to work for. Poverty, displacement, extreme weather disasters, hunger, epidemic. We're asked to spend our money, to spend our time, attempting to fix these huge global problems. But there's one issue that seems to overstretch all of these other issues: climate change. These two words that I know a lot of people seem so scared to even speak. Yale conducted a study this year about how many people ever say the words climate change. They discovered that while 63% of the American public believes in climate change and thinks that it is human-caused, only 16% of those people within this month will say the words climate change. I challenge all of you to say those two words at some point today. This is a huge issue that people don't seem to discuss this global catastrophe, because all the issues I listed earlier, poverty, displacement, hunger, extreme weather disasters, droughts, wildfires, I could go on, all of these issues are because of climate change. In other words, climate change is creating a majority of the problems that people around the world are affected by today. For example, let's talk about that huge earthquake that happened in Nepal on Saturday. The death toll is currently past 4,600 people, and the people that are still alive are living without access to clean water or food, without homes, or knowledge of if their loved ones are still alive. This is a huge problem, and it didn't happen out of nowhere. Some say it was caused by climate change. Bear with me as I try to explain this. Dr. Vivek Srivastava from India's Kanpur University argues that the underlocated areas of the Earth are being dramatically affected by the melting of the Arctic due to global warming temperatures. He states that it is quite likely these areas are being affected due to an alteration in the pressure on the Earth's crust because of increased water levels. This increased pressure from rising water levels causes earthquakes to occur more frequently, especially in the global south, and therefore especially in more impoverished and underdeveloped countries. Now, the earthquake in Nepal is not a singular climactic crisis that has occurred. NASA states that increasing temperatures lead to an increasing likelihood in weather-related natural disasters. In the past decade, we have had 9 of the hottest years on record, meaning more hurricanes like Hurricane Katrina, more typhoons like Typhoon Haiyan, and more droughts like the one that is currently drying out California. These weather disasters create and intensify poverty, hunger, displacement, death, and struggle for people all over our world, but mostly for those who are already poor, hungry, and exiled. The term environmental injustice describes the unfair treatment of people of color, low socioeconomic status, and even women in regards to the implementation and enforcement of environmental law, as well as in regards to the development of certain structures. For example, if ExxonMobil is looking for a new place to frack, they're not going to go into an affluent white suburb. They're going to go into a place of low socioeconomic status, such as Appalachia, where the people there have quieter voices and a weaker influence. Or if Cameco is going to build a new nuclear power plant, they're going to build it in a poor black community over a rich white one. This is environmental injustice, and it is happening all over our country and all over our world. The effects are deadly, as people who live near nuclear power plants or fracking sites experience higher rates of cancer, asthma, nosebleeds. These people die younger and of more unnatural causes. The effects of environmental disasters are also not distributed equally among the poor and rich. They hit the poor the hardest. This term, environmental injustice, carries over to climate injustice. This term describes the uneven distribution of the effects of climate change on the globe. The global south has been and will continue to be hit the hardest. These countries that have little contribution to climate change, countries that don't burn nearly as much fossil fuels as we do. I believe that as Jesus calls us to care for him by caring for the least of these, we are therefore called to aid in the climate crisis that is causing disasters all over our earth, but especially in places where the least of these live. We need to realize that environmental issues are civil rights issues, they are women's issues, and they are human issues. We must acknowledge that the climate crisis is a crisis that is increasing rates of poverty, hunger, displacement, epidemic, and inequality. This is an issue of global proportions that requires our attention, because it is affecting us here now, and will it continue to affect future generations? I know that I personally want my children to live and play in a world that is as beautiful as the one that I have been blessed with clean oceans and clear skies.
Thank you, Joy. Hi again, my name is Cody Kirk, and I also just want to express my gratitude toward the opportunity to be able to speak in chapel today. Thank you, Joy, for your powerful words and wisdom, and I hope all here today can agree what we are facing is not simply environmental issues, but environmental injustices, on an unimaginable scale and to an unimaginable complexity. I want to let you know I am calling on each and every one of you today to take action and stand up against these environmental injustices. Everybody here, each and every one of you is a leader, a hero, a force of change. However, myself and I imagine many of you here today sometimes find yourself in a state of overwhelming despair and frustration and very possibly confusion. And I can't blame you. I know exactly how you feel. This issue is so large, so complex, so global. What can you possibly do to address it? I tell you now, lead. Lead yourself. Lead not always through voice, but through action, and others will follow. There is not that one thing or that one person we are all waiting for to show us the way. Not only do we not have time to wait, but also, more importantly, we are the way. There is neither Gandhi here nor an MLK. This issue has grown beyond that, not in a sense of importance, but out of a sense of necessity. This is now beyond the individual hero or that one voice. What Earth is calling for, what I am calling for, is a spiritual awakening and standing up, being a leader. A leader, Cody, really? Everyone here a leader? And yes, let me explain. Influence. Being a leader is being one who has influence. We are all influencers. Influence is the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone or something. And I know we are all capable of that, for I have faith in us. We need to all be leaders in this together, whether that means being a leader to yourself, to your family, your roommate, your school, your church. Stand up for what you know matters. That's what I am calling for. What matters is Earth. And Earth is calling you. Earth needs you to awaken your mind, to recognize the nature in and around you. But do not get confused by what I say in regards to nature. You do not need to return to nature, but rather, remember you never left it. Look around you. The chapel, your clothes, the pews, all these materials, you included, came from nature. For all is us, and us is all. Just open your mind, stand up, and lead. The people will follow, and the change we so greatly need will come. I am going to leave you with wise words from the great teacher Buddha. We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Thank you.
Please stand. We're going to sing number 879. 879, we're going to sing verses 1 and 2 and also verses 4 and 5. One more time. Hymn 879, verses 1 and 2 and 4 and 5.
Close with a blessing, but before that, I would like to invite all of you to come to Daily Sabbath tomorrow on Friday. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we're going to be out in the Sesquicentennial Plaza for a Hymns on Tap. So, hymn singing and root beer in the plaza, 10 a.m. tomorrow. Hope to see you there. We close with this blessing. The small plot of ground on which you were born cannot be expected to stay forever the same. Earth changes and home becomes different places. You took flesh from clay, but the clay did not come from just one place. To feel alive, important, and safe, know your own waters and hills, but no more. You have stars in your bones and oceans in your blood. You have opposing terrain in each eye. You belong to the land and sky of your first cry. You belong to infinity. Go in peace.